Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for our weekly look at dollars and cents issues. We call it the business side. Joining me is the managing editor of Business Lexington, David Nichols. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Very good. You recently reported on some, shall we say, environmentally minded local nonprofits and some of the new things that they're doing around our area.
Right. We've got some smart people doing some very interesting things here in town, and we had a couple of recent stories highlighting some of the new things going on there. One of them was Food Chain. Food Chain is a local nonprofit. It was founded in 2011. It's headed up by Becca Self, who's the executive director there. It is part of that compound up on the northwest side. It's the old Rainbow Bread Factory along West 6th Street, where West 6th Brewing is housed, and also a couple of other ventures. Food Chain, back in 2011, put in Kentucky's first aquaponics system, which is a closed system where you're able to grow fish and things like salad greens in a soilless environment. So they've got a 7,000-gallon system up there. It holds like 500 fish. They produce a lot of the tilapia that you'll find if you go to Smithtown, which is Chef Weta Michael's seafood-focused restaurant that's also housed right next to the brewery there. They use a lot of the fish there, and as well as the salad greens.
Well, that's interesting. So it's a homegrown, literally homegrown, what you're eating there when you go into that restaurant.
Correct, and they're taking it to a new level. The new thing that they're doing is the system still produces excess waste in the form of fish waste, which is basically high nutrient fish poop that's used for fertilizer in the system. What they've been doing now is pairing with Henkel Denmark, which is a commercial landscape design company that they've done lots of really high-profile things. They've done the Markley Cancer Center Gardens. They're working on the new Shriners Children's Hospital. So they're pairing with them to take this excess fish waste and use it for their landscaping and compost. We talked with Henkel Denmark, and they said that they'd recently used the application even out at Ashford Stud Farm, which is home of the Triple Crown and Breeders' Cup winner American Pharoah.
All right, what about Seed Leaf? What are they doing that's a little bit different?
Yeah, Seed Leaf's another nonprofit, also focused on the north side of town. It is this one was launched in 2008. And their director there, Ryan Koch, they are focused on issues of food security. And they've got 15 community gardens, mostly, like I said, on the north side. They organize with area businesses to turn kitchen scraps into compost. They have like 800 volunteers last year. Their newest thing is they recently announced they've secured 2 acres on North Limestone off of North Broadway to put in their next urban farm. And Ryan was pretty excited about the prospects there, and the nonprofit agency that he runs.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Our guest on the business side has been the managing editor of Business Lexington, David Nichols. Have a great week ahead.
You as well. Thanks for having me.